This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jalen Hurts trying to set a record for how many times can you tush-push before you get into the end zone. He takes the snap. He pushes. He shoves. He's in. Touchdown, Eagles!
They got it in easily.
40-23.
Not the I will remember you. I mean, that's just...
He's saying like it's gone already. It's so
pulling
hard.
Pulling at our heartstrings here.
To say goodbye.
The tush push era, 2022-2024. No, we can't say goodbye. Not yet. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giuliani. We're going to put up a big stink if the NFL tries this. We're not going to let them get the votes because those soft Packers are trying to get this thing banned.
See, this is where, you know, being a grown-up is not conducive to the way you want to act.
Do you have non-grown-up ideas?
Yeah, swing on them. Just go to the
So do you mean us or like, or Howie and Nick at the combine?
Nick just go to the combine and say that, you know what? I can't say what I want to say, but you can imagine. Like, that's some real... It's real, you know, whatever that you're doing. It's a real, you know, female dog move right there. You need to be punched in the face.
What if Howie goes up to Mark Murphy and just spears him? Royal Rumble style. Throw him off the podium. Make sure he knows we need business here.
Oh, boy, I tell you. But how do you – see, this is where – and I understand you have kids. You have to be a grown-up. You have to be because it's not – it's that's not the way you handle business as a man. But at the end of the day – you feel like you're going to see somebody from the Green Bay Packers organization.
Of course.
And knowing what you know about what they said, you're going to want to say something about it. How do you handle that? How do you – like, that's the thing. Because you want to handle it in a grown-up way, but you really don't want to. You have to handle it in a grown-up way. Say, hey, you know, it's kind of messed up. You're making this big stink about the tush push and everything. Instead of saying, you know what, man, that's real messed up. About how you being a real prostitute of this and, you know, being a real female dog.
You mean soft.
I'm using the grown-up words.
Tree's trying.
I'm trying. I'm like, you know, that's a real prostitute move.
And, it gets stupid times. You know what I mean?
Is this why you weren't invited to the combine this year?
I was not
they made you stay home. 215-592-9494. All right, let's hear from a guy. I'm not sure if he's at the combine this year, but he knows a lot about this particular play and how the Eagles do it. Jason Kelce on what the tush push is and why, you know, obviously he's a fan of the play. Kelce on the tush push.
It depends on what you think of football. Like, if you think football is this incredibly meticulously organized game with, you know, it's like chess and whatnot, then I can see why you don't think the tush push is a very football-centric play. But if you think football is a play that comes, a sport that comes down to physicality, aggression, and like we're going to, hey, it's going to be our will versus your will for a yard, you know, I think that sums up football pretty good to me.
So I like
some man whoop a man, Joe.
So I was ready for it.
It's a man whoop a man.
So when I think of football, part of the reason why I think it's such a great sport is it one, it's a man whoop a man, right? And that can mean physically or just athleticism, right?
Yeah.
But the other side of it is strategic, right?
That's an element. But at the end of the day,
man whoop a man.
It's a man whoop a man.
But the tush push kind of combines both because it's a man front and whooping a man, but it's also they designed it in a specific way. There's strategy to it, and then even like Kyle mentioned earlier. 2 years ago when Sirianni would say, we think of it as first and nine, right? There's a strategy to the offense because if they get
even
nine.
Even Greg Olsen explained it to us like that.
He did at the Super Bowl. So if they get the nine, then they can get the one. Like, that's I think that's part of why football is so great to watch, is it's not just great athletes. Every sport is great athletes, right? Yeah. Basketball is great athletes. But there's a great strategy to every play on both sides, and whoever's got the better athletes and the better strategy, they're probably going to win.
Yeah, because like here's the thing. At this level, at the NFL level, everybody can play. Now, there is something to be said about some guys that have more athletic ability than others. But at the end of the day, it is about physicality. And who's the most physical guy? And that's the beauty of the tush push, is because they line up. It's almost like being on the goal line. And the most demoralizing thing you could do on a goal line is run the ball in on a defense.
Mm-hmm.
And you know it's coming in. What they say. Remember Terry Tate, offensive linebacker, pain train coming.
I haven't thought about Terry Tate in a while.
He'd be like, woo, 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 pain train. It's the pain train, baby. That's basically what it is.
Yeah.
And it's a beautiful – as a defender, you're looking at that and you're like, damn. Might as well – you know, you don't want to give up, but it's like, damn, man, ain't too much you can do about this, dog. It's about to be a touchdown.
Well, and it feels like the NFL, or at least the Packers, with the NFL behind them, trying to punish the Eagles for doing something they're better than anybody at. Here's Kelce on the Eagles just mastering something, and now the NFL's, at least the Packers, sad about it.
I think that the play in general, you still can't pull the runner, but now you can push, and that has allowed this new technique to be instituted. I think that, is it unfair? I mean, probably, yeah. I think it's a 92% chance. Now, other teams don't run it at the same success rate. So maybe the Eagles just happen to be really, really good at it. And is that fair to necessarily punish a team just because they're better at it than everybody else? I don't think that that's fair.
Well, I agree with him. It's not. If that's the reasoning, it's ridiculous.
What it sounds like.
Well, it does. I mean, again, if there's data, and I'm sure if there is, it'll come out soon, that it's becoming an injury risk, that teams could report concussion symptoms or trips to the blue tent, and that's fine. Let's see that, and then the NFL will handle it. But if that's not there, then what are we doing here? 215-592-9494. Big deal, no big deal. If the Eagles aren't able to use the tush push, if it's banned, Hugh and Kyle believe it is. I think they can overcome it. As much as I think it's a fun play and it helps them, they've only run it about 2.5 times a game for the last 3 years. It's not a huge part of what they do. It's just situational. I think they could overcome it. Where do you come down? Let's go to Jim in Robbinsville. Hey, Jim.
Hey.
Hey, Jim.
I have the cure all for this tush push.
Okay, what do we got?
Because I believe they will at some point. I think it's going to age out anyway. So, listen, you have an Australian rugby player on your team, okay? You have the fridge on steroids. Line up Jordan Mailata and hand the ball off to him.
So we want to run my. So here's the only thing, Jim. If Mailata's running the ball, then Mailata's not blocking for Mailata, though, right? You lose Mailata the blocker.
Fred Johnson is going to take his place on the line. He's just as big as he is. Fred Johnson's the same size as Mailata.
Hugh, you in? Mailata run the ball?
No.
Okay.
I mean, but I think it's a pretty neat idea, but no, I'm not.
Would you like to tackle Mailata, if you were on the other side?
It's a fair question.
He's got that.
I got that all day.
Now we're back in your day.
We're back in my day.
Now,
the spirit is willing.
He would crawl.
But the body, though.
Yeah, the body.
The body ain't what it used to be. I hurt my back carrying boxes yesterday. What are you talking about?
Boxes?
Yeah.
I moved a lot of stuff. The fridge before your time?
The fridge was right. Thanks a lot, Kyle. He was out of the league by the time I got here.
Okay, because we had him 1 year.
No, but you know what? Larry Allen was in. I was in the league with Larry Allen, and Larry Allen folded me like a cheap-ass lawn chair one time.
Well, you could actually have Mailata as a fullback for Saquon, too.
I'm pretty sure the Eagles have something up their sleeve because they've been fighting this battle for a while, so I'm pretty sure that they probably have been working on something that if the tush push is banned, that they won't be – ass out, so to speak.
Yeah, well, that's different than showing your whole ass, right?
That's totally different.
You don't want to have your ass out. Jim, we appreciate the phone call. Yeah, I mean, look, the Mailata stuff is fun. I hope they have a more sound plan than just moving the left tackle into the backfield. Like, maybe design a play. Just hand the ball to Saquon. I mean, they have Saquon Barkley. They have Jalen Hurts. They have a great old line.
Shayshon Broccoli.
Including Mailata. Do I think there'll be moments, and Kyle brought up a point, like, could we see a moment next year we come in and be like, that play was when they could use the tush push? Yeah, I could see it. I just think over time, it won't be a huge deal. Mike in Contra Hocket is up. Hey, Mike.
Hey, guys. Good morning. How are you?
Good, Mike. What's up?
So I guess I kind of got my mind changed by Kyle while you guys were talking. But anyway, this is football. You know, I mean, Wyatt Tittle and Otto Graham, you know, Sammy Ball, they are the ones who threw the ball. Before that, they just ran the ball. Sometimes they just ran it down your throat in a short, you know, distance type of situation. But here's the deal. It's part of what we do. I won two parlays in the Super Bowl because I bet the Hurts and Brown winning a touchdown and Hurts and Smith getting a touchdown. And I did that because I knew he was going to get a tush push. It's what we do. But is it going to affect us? I said to Kyle earlier, I'm like, I didn't think so much. But now I kind of, why would I make those bets? I knew it's part of what we do. It's new. It's part of why we win.
Take your money out of your pocket, man.
So, look, it'll affect the parlays, Mike. I agree with you. But do you think the Eagles won't score those touchdowns if they can't run that play? Like, I still think if they get the ball in the one, they'll find a way to get it in the end zone.
I think they'll find a way to get it in the end zone, but I don't know if they're going to do it at the percentage rate that we're doing it now.
And that's fair. Yeah, no, they probably won't.
See, that's
won't.
The thing.
Yeah.
The averages are, like, because it was a money play. Like, there were a lot of times. There were a lot of times, Mike, when I needed Saquon to score, I would be pissed at Jalen because he got
so this has really become about your parlays.
Well, no, because that killed me last year. Who, DeAndre Swift? That killed me the year before.
Yeah, but you should have been like Mike and realize you only bet on the Hurts.
Yeah, Mike, I need to start helping me. Mike, help me do my parlay. Yeah. Next year when I put some money in my account, I'm going to start doing that.
You got to bet more than a dollar, you.
Two.
You got to bet more than a dollar.
How do you play me, Mike? I bet $2. $2. $2 bet.
Mike's looking down at this kind of gambling. Mike, good phone call, man. We appreciate it.
You know, me and my friends get irritated with me when I tell them, oh, yeah. They say, how much you put on? $2. It's like, dog, are you serious? Well, like, what's wrong with
that? The reason it's so frustrating is when you peacocked around here for a week
because
you were eight-leg parlay, it was like $30. If you would put –
I am happy for the small wins, man.
I know, but all right. So, and I think when we have fun with parlay stuff, like if you're putting a lot on it, that's ridiculous. But like if you just put 5 or 10, Hugh, you would have made a decent amount of money. That's the fun of the parlay.
I did make a decent amount. I made a couple dollars.
30-something dollars.
Yeah, that would have been. If I'd have put like $5 on it, that'd have been a nice little come up.
Do you consider at all the amount that people are discussing the tush push, like in the NFL, whether it gets banned or not, we don't know. But the amount that the amount of scrutiny it gets every offseason, doesn't that kind of tell you that the NFL thinks it's a big deal?
Yeah, I actually think the NFL could hide behind the teams wanting it out or the injury stuff. What Joe was saying this morning that bothered one of our first callers about it not being aesthetically pleasing, I think the NFL thinks about that. I don't care about that because we just want the Eagles to win, right, Hugh? But
yeah.
I wouldn't be shocked if it came out Roger Goodell or the people in charge of, you know, what people watching on TV, that they don't love it because it's not a like when you watch a great quarterback throw a pass down the field, or like Jalen in the Super Bowl, right? The pass to Devontae. There's something very pleasing about that. It's a highlight. You see it over and over again. The tush push isn't a highlight play, so I can get why some are like, in the NFL maybe want to move off it, but that doesn't make it fair.
You know what? I understand that people, you know, at the end of the day, football is entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
But there's also some strategy involved, too. I mean, and that strategically, it's a damn good play. It's a money play for the team that's running it. And I remember back in the day when I first got in the counter trap option. It was big, and I remember, you talk about the evolution of the game. I remember when the old block, as I use my hands and stuff trying to describe this, the old school way to stop the counter trap option was to wrong shoulder it. And what I mean by that is, say like if I'm playing defensive end and the tackle blocks down, because that's normally how the CTO happens. The tackle blocks down, the off guard on the other side is pulling, and that's your block. And as a defensive end, my job was to go, as I'm sure Joe, to go down the line, and instead of hitting it with my outside shoulder, go in with my inside shoulder, I mean, hit with my outside shoulder and then pry it open so that way I can make the running back bend,
mm-hmm.
you know, because if you did it the other way, he basically got his block, and that's, you know, it was out to the races. They changed that. Now you just go down there and you see guys not just destroy it. They destroy the tackle. When that tackle blocks down, if that guard's coming, because you saw who is it? Nolan Smith.
Nolan.
He just destroyed it.
That guy's neck just bent
just
back.
Bent back. Yeah. He just destroyed it, and the running back had nowhere to go. But that's the evolution of the game, because they realized that, hey, you know what? It's probably better just to go down there and destroy it. So it's one of those things where it's incumbent on the team the following season to try to figure out how to stop
it. Yeah, I think there is something cool about the ebb and flow of strategic stuff in football to where, like, at some point, will someone start stopping the tush push?
And then, yeah, and it then, has been stopped.
Right, and then will the Eagles start doing different things because they've been stopped?
Like, yes.
Every NFL great offense or play, eventually someone stops it a little bit or it slows it down, and then that team has to evolve off. Like, that's the sport. That's the way it always has gone. And I think that's fun. Like, will the Eagles be able to do this for the next 3 years, 5 years? Or is a team or two next year going to put something on tape, someone copies it, and then the Eagles are like, man, it fell from like 95% to 75%. We got to find something else because it's not really the same anymore. That's interesting to me.
So you said they run it on average 2 times a game?
So they've run it in the last 3 years, 108 times. So, you know, 17 times three, that's like 54 games, right? 108 times. So yeah, like
that's a lot. I think
in the grand scheme of plays, they run 65 plays a game.
I understand that. But at the success rate that it hits at, and
it's a lot of first downs because you're only running it for the first down.
Right, yeah. And maybe one game they might do it 5 times, and one game they might do it one. You know, like, that's an average number you're going to. Like, this might be going out on a serious limb. I'm not, like, fully 100% certain that the Eagles win the Super Bowl if there's no tush push this season.
Wow. That is a big limb.
I mean, like,
but did they need it to win the last 2 games?
So, no. But I'm saying, like, throughout the course of an entire season, the way we manage games changes completely in those situations. And how many times that we've had, like, and think about how many games, say you flip half of the tush push results away from the Eagles, right? We get stopped. Mm-hmm. Like, we're giving the opponent the ball on maybe in our territory or at midfield, right? Like, that's points on the board we're talking about. Points off the board for us that we're talking about. We might not be 14-3. We might not have won the division, right? If that's the difference between 2 games, just 2 games this season. And well, we lose the division to Washington?
So in a vacuum, I think I understand where you're going with it. But don't you trust the Eagles to figure this out? They're going to have... Now, if you took it away in the middle of a season, that's different.
Sure.
But they've got a whole offseason.
Yeah.
And a new coordinator,
right.
And you know, a quarterback and a running back and a line. I feel like they should be able to do this.
And I understand how strong that of a statement that is, right? Because the Eagles were the best team in the league. Yeah. They were dominant. I totally understand that. And I'm not taking that away from them. I'm just saying, like, just by the numbers, you flip half of those results of the tush push this season.
Well, it changes the offense.
It changes everything.
Yeah, I mean, it's probably a few more punts involved. Sure. I mean, that's fair. It almost reminds me, I know the game has changed away from this in baseball, but like 20, 30 years ago, there were teams that bunted a lot. Mm-hmm. It almost would be like going back to some of those teams that were really good at bunting.
That don't sound exciting.
But it worked for some teams,
right?
No,
yeah, I'm saying, you do what you do. At the end of the day.
You do, it works.
You do, yes. You try to win games, man. And I understand. It just sounds kind of ridiculous to me when people say, well, it's not aesthetically pleasing. Or it's not, I mean, I get that, but for the guys that are playing the game and trying to put yourself in position to be successful, it's necessary to be, you know, strategic in things that you do and have success doing that. Because the NFL, basically everybody has talent on their teams. It's the coaching that makes the difference and the strategy. Why do you think the Detroit Lions had so much success? Because they were out there doing innovative plays that a whole lot of people didn't see. That's why Ben Johnson? That's why he got a job.
Yeah, he's the Bears coach. Yep.
Because he was looking at he looked at the offense and he was doing things that nobody saw coming. If that's the case, ban the tackle eligible play. If that's what you're going to do. Do that. Since we're changing the game like that, or since you want to change the game, ban that play. Ban the, well, they probably need to ban that. The receiver throwing the football. Remember who had success doing that? Was it Antoine Randall?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
When he was with the Steelers,
I think,
right?
In the Super Bowl against Seattle. Yeah.
Come on, man. Stop it.
Yeah, it's silly. I mean, I think most of us agree that this push by the Packers and potentially other teams in the NFL it's sour grapes. It's silly. I'm not going to lose sleep because I think the Eagles can overcome it with the players they have and the coaching they have. I think it changes things, but I wouldn't call it a big deal. Aaron is in Denver. What's up, Aaron?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are we?
Good morning, Aaron. What's up?
Good. Hey, I think, like probably every other caller, every other fan, this is ridiculous. To take away something that's a competitive advantage for your team. They're able to do it so well. And I think, to be honest with you, I think it changes the complexion of the sport when you start to take away stuff like this. Like you brought up earlier about hand-checking. Basketball, I mean, that was what made basketball great, that style of defense. Yeah, a certain amount of players could get away with, you know, not needing to do that, but it changed the complexion of the sport. And I think when you take stuff away like this, it changes everything.
So, Aaron, I agree with you. It would change it. I think it's silly. I don't want it gone. But to the point I made earlier with that, like great defensive players, who, you know, then that era was Garnett and Ron Artest and those guys, they still were able to still be great defensive players. And so I think if you take this away from the Eagles, Saquon Barkley will still get the third and one. I don't think it's going to kill the Eagles if they can't do this anymore.
But like you said earlier, it would just be less of a percentage.
Yeah, yeah, it would.
In getting that. So, hey, can I make one quick point on the Sixers?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so last night, 50 points down in the fourth quarter. 75 points given up in the first half. I would say the tank is officially on, right?
If it wasn't tanking, then they all should be totally embarrassed today because that was ridiculous.
Absolutely.
Aaron, good phone call, man. Yeah, we're going to play the worst of. We call it the worst of. There's no more best of. We might do a worst of the Sixers segments the rest of the season. They were down 50 in the fourth quarter to a bad Bulls team.
Yeah. And they had they make it so the insult to injury. The Bulls were on a six-game losing streak.
They stink.
Yeah.
I mean, it's hard to lose to a team like that by that many points. It really is. Yet they did it last night, and they didn't seem to have many qualms doing it. All right, we got a lot to do on the show the rest of the day today. Elliot's going to join us live at the Combine at around 11:30. And Elliot is on his – he's got his reporter hat on today. He's all over the Combine, and he's bouncing, Hugh, from podium to podium asking or listening to people talk about this
push. The push.
Yeah, and there's some coaches, at least one in particular. Listen to this. Raheem Morris, the Falcons coach.
Yeah.
He said he thinks the tush push should have been illegal 3 years ago.
Not Raheem.
Raheem is out on the tush push.
I liked Raheem,
so,
too.
So you said earlier that you don't think it's going to be overturned, that's going to be taken away. I have a little bit of worry that it is for this reason. I wonder if the Packers opened Pandora's box.
By crying?
Well, yeah, like maybe. You ever been in a group of people that, like, no one wants to be the first person to complain or raise a fuss, but once the first person does, then
everybody start crying.
Everyone's like, you know what?
You know what we call
He's
them?
He's right.
Female dogs.
Well, maybe there's a lot more of them in the NFL. I was with you guys before. I still think it probably won't be banned, but if the Packers opened up Pandora's box and now Raheem Morris feels like he's like, well, I'm not the first one to say it. Maybe there's more that feel this way.
I'm okay with Coach Morris feeling the way he feels, but you need to give me a strong reason why. You need to give me some data why. When I am that old school guy that a man whoop a man is the premise in the NFL. That's the number one premise.
Now
you need to give me some data to tell me why you don't like it.
I think to what Joe's saying is now other teams feel emboldened to be like, hey, I can knock the Eagles down a peg.
Yep.
Just by doing this. No matter how I feel about it, I can take something away that the Eagles have over everyone.
I get what you're saying, end of the day, it's a man whoop a man. My guys are better than your guys.
That's what it should be.
And I agree, but they want their teams to win at the end of the
day. They do. I just feel like the Packers opened up this Pandora's box.
I agree with you.
Mm-mm. I don't like it. All right, 215-592-9494. For more of your phone calls, the tush push, big deal, no big deal. It gets banned here. And we'll do a little pick two regarding the Eagles' big four free agents as the NFL offseason officially is about to get underway at the NFL Combine. 215-592-9494, Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
The final stretch of the NBA regular season is heating up. Not so much for the Sixers, but for everybody else. Get in on all the sports action at ESPN Bet Sportsbook. You can bet the over-unders. You can bet the point spread. You can bet player props. New ESPN Bet Sportsbook customers can bet $10 and get $100 in bonus bets and unlock 30 days of ESPN Plus. Download the app and sign up with promo code Radio100 to get started today. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See